The large 1920s home on Indianapolis's north side is beautifully renovated and will soon be transformed even further.
It's just really exciting, and I can't wait to fill the house with the energy and love of our residents and our staff.
Jenny White is executive director of Trinity Haven. The nonprofit will soon open the home to 8 young people experiencing homelessness.
And it's hard to believe that it's taken a few years since this was just an idea now coming to fruition. So
the Trinity Episcopal Church founded the nonprofit because LGBTQ youth are 120% more likely to experience homelessness than their heterosexual and cisgender peers. And a majority report the main reason is family rejection, right as they are coming out.
Those things can be traumatic in and of themselves. And then you add in the situation that we're trying to address in young people not feeling safe in their own homes or being forced to leave by their families of origin.
This is something the Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention, or CHIP, is also focused on. CHIP Executive Director Chelsea Herring-Cozy says it's hard to determine how many identify as LGBTQ.
Oftentimes, young people are maybe afraid to identify or to divulge or share that information. And so we're also working, you know, to really understand if that is even an accurate representation or if that disparity is even greater.
CHIP conducts an annual youth point in time count to determine how many are experiencing homelessness in Indianapolis. It found 256 youth between 18 to 24 unsheltered this year. But pandemic changes made that count less precise, and 80% were not asked how they identify.
The data right now is not reflective, I think, of who is represented in experiencing homelessness.
To find and help those in need, CHIP recently distributed nearly $4 million in federal funding to organizations helping youth. The Damien Center is one organization receiving a grant. Youth Housing Program Team Lead Janie Reynolds says the pandemic added challenges.
We have some young people who are still in high school and them not being able to have access to Wi-Fi or devices to even finish up their senior year is a huge barrier.
At Trinity Haven, the grant money will also launch an effort to pair LGBTQ youth with short-term host families.
And the idea is that it really matches folks with a housing resource to folks that don't have one. We are in the process right now of recruiting individuals and families in the community to open their homes.
This is our dining room, but we also have these original pocket doors that work, and so we can close.
She says the housing offered at the newly remodeled 1920s home in Indianapolis for up to 2 years for each youth is essential and can be transformative. The 8 youth moving in soon will receive counseling, education assistance, and help navigating the systems.
Creating community right here in our house, and then translating that out into the quote-unquote real world and how to make it a better place for all of us.
White says she can't believe it.
April 1st will be 2 years working on this project. And within probably just a few weeks of that, we will welcome our first residents home. And that is what I've been holding on to and looking forward to since I interviewed for this job. I'm getting all emotional, my goodness.
The group believes this to be the first such facility focused solely on LGBTQ youth experiencing homelessness in Indiana. For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.